Wendy Shaw is kindly with us today. Wendy is rangapo Tonaha Aotearoa, the New Zealand Geographic Board. She's the secretary there. Now, a proposal to rename National Park as Waimarino and National Park Station as Waimarino Railway Station has been accepted by the organisation, the Geographic Board. We're kindly joined by Wendy. He's going to talk us through this one. Thanks again for joining us on the program, Wendy. It's nice to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks very much for having me.
How long have you been the secretary there now, Wendy? You seem to have been talking for some years.
Yeah, way too long. 1998. So
98, that's awesome. 25 years. Have they given you a gold watch?
Not yet. Public service we're talking about here, so no.
Te rākui, Wendy. It's good to talk with you. Little tongue-in-cheek from my end, but respect your long-standing in this work. I mean, we take great pride in when we're seeing our proud Māori names reintroduced into the public consciousness, and this is another example why Marino instead of National Park, which is a fairly generic term, isn't it? What was the process to change the name, particularly of something as iconic as the National Park? And tell us about the journey of reconnecting the name Waimarino area, please, Wendy.
Yeah, thanks, Dale. I think just to touch on what you said, it is really important to mana whenua and the board to preserve these original Māori names and to tell the stories that go with them. They're really important foundation markers of our nation and offer a measure of cultural restitution for Māori. And in Uanuku's words, mana whenua, they celebrate the deep and intrinsic links of our hapū and whānau to their lands and history. So I just wanted to sort of start with that. But in terms of the process that you've asked about, just to be clear, the proposals that we've got are for the village name and the railway station name. And it's not the naming of the national park itself. So it's the same process for any other place name proposal that the board, Geographic Board, receives. There's a level playing field in terms of the various steps that have to be undertaken. And what's key for all of us at the Geographic Board and within the Secretariat is to invite the views from people most affected, the residents, mana whenua, councils and the like. For places where people live, as in National Park, it's really important to hear from the locals. The process right now is that the board has notified the proposals as of yesterday to change the village and the railway station name from National Park to Waimarino and from the National Park Station to Waimarino Railway Station. So what we're looking for are submissions for and or against with reasons over the next 3 months, and hopefully that's enough time for people to let us know what they think. Deadline is 8th of February 2024. The next step after that would be for the board to consider, probably at its first hui in 2024, likely in April, all of the submissions and decide whether to proceed with the changes or not. If the board doesn't uphold any of the objections, then the final decisions will fall with the new Minister for Land Information. So we might expect those decisions maybe mid-2024, and then final decisions are gazetted as official and publicly notified. They're also listed in our online searchable repository of place names called the Gazetteer.
Tēnā koe. When these tono came in, this time from Uanuki, Te Kuruwai o Wainui Aroa, they wanted to reconnect with the traditional name, and it's a most beautiful kaupapa behind the name Waimarino, referring to the calm waters pooling on the plains as they come down from the Maunga. So they put this tono in, and thank you for describing the process to get these gazetted. Does it become dual names, or does National Park Railway Station get replaced with Waimarino?
That's the question to be answered for the future, depending on what the submissions bring forth. The board did actually consider whether alternative names or dual names might be appropriate for the village, but What it considered was that there's already common use by especially mana whenua of Waimarenō for the village, and that's in part what's causing a bit of confusion between the name National Park and the name Waimarenō. But also the it's really up to the board, up to the community to let us know what it thinks, and ultimately, if they do think dual names is an option, then certainly the board would reconsider that. But typically for populated places or places where people live, like villages and suburbs and towns and cities, it's not ideal to have dual names, because that can cause further confusion as well. So yes, the board did consider dual names and alternative names, but it decided against that.
Does NZ Rail have some say here? It's part of their network.
Yes, they actually support the proposal for a full change from National Park Station to Waimarenō Railway Station. So to the extent that they've already actually put a sign up, which is a bit preemptive of the final decision, but yes, they do support it.
Thank you, Wendy. At any one time, how many tonel would there be on your desk to have either dual names or names being replaced? What's the volume of work that the Geographic Board might consider on a weekly or monthly basis?
We do have an annual report, and for last financial year, there were actually over 3,000 names that were processed by the board. Not all of them go through this consultation process. I would hazard between 20 and 30 names go through the full consultation process, but there are other processes we use, like through the treaty settlement process. Names are restored as part of cultural redress, and that can vary from as little as 10 right through to 100 or so. So and then the board also has a fast track process, which it's using to make official various unofficial names that are in use, in local use, common use for many, many years. It's focusing on Māori names throughout the country, and part of that process will also standardise the orthography of those Māori names in terms of adding makrons or confirming that there should not be makrons in those names. So yeah, quite a few names that the board is processing on an annual basis.
Tēnā koe, thanks for joining us on the program. As always, we look forward to finding out whether Waimarenō sticks or not, but we'll have to wait until the middle of next year to get that officially recognised. Wendy Shaw
Thanks
is
so
the
much.
long-time secretary of Ngāpō Taunaho Aotearoa, the New Zealand Geographic Board. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us, Wendy. Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora, ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.